This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Walmart says it's rolling out in-store robots across the country. The retail giant has already done some limited testing of automated machines, using them to clean, help unload trucks, and monitor inventory. Now the company says the tech has proven itself, freeing up staff so humans can do other, less mundane jobs. Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports.
The robot revolution might be less Transformers and more a loose collection of automated tech, like a tall orange filing cabinet in the store dispensing online orders.
The pickup tower is basically a 16-foot tall tower that functions like a high-tech vending machine.
Reagan Dickens, spokesperson for Walmart.
We're also adding 300 additional shelf scanners that go up and down the aisles, scanning inventory, quickly identifying where products may be out of stock.
It'll also add 1,500 autonomous floor cleaners and 1,200 fast unloader machines, which are a series of conveyor belts to sort products. Walmart says robots aren't going to replace any jobs right away, but in the long term, automation will have an impact on the workforce. Aidan Katz monitors artificial intelligence at the World Economic Forum.
We do expect, according to the Forum's Future of Jobs report, that by 2025, machines and algorithms will do more tasks than humans.
But that same report says tech will lead to a net increase of 58 million jobs globally, designing and maintaining our robot overlords. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.